The Extra Mile Podcast. Welcome to the Extra Mile Podcast. In this podcast, we follow the progress of fellow runners across the globe as they train for 5Ks, 10Ks, half or full marathons. Visit our website at www.theextramilepodcast.com and send us your email or audio files at theextramilepodcast@gmail.com.
Hello and welcome to episode 149 of the Extra Mile Podcast. How is everyone? This is your host, Kevin. And I'm out again this morning for a nice little walk in my neighborhood and pleasantly surprised by the cool temperatures. We've had some nasty, nasty weather. And by nasty, I mean hot. I mean 95 plus lately. And it has, I don't know, I was going to say it's wreaked havoc with my training, but I don't think that's the right term. It's caused me to adjust some of my paces and probably has hurt some of the results of my latest runs, but it's not like it's caused me to completely give up on it. But it's certainly not as nice as these cool temperatures. So generally speaking, my training has been going very, very well. Although still, I've got nothing planned, you know, in the short term, at least. It is pretty cool to be adding some quality, you know, and adding that quality and emphasizing quality over quantity is pushing me. And it's giving me a determination that I haven't had in my running for quite some time. But more on my Galloway Customized Training Program later in the show. Today's episode, we're going to start off with our good friend, Dwayne. I say that because for a couple of reasons. First of all, I've had this submission for at least one episode and misplaced the files. You would think after 9 years of this stuff, I'd have that system down. And generally, I do keep them track of who sends me what. But every now and then, something falls through the cracks. That latest something was a couple of submissions from my buddy Dwayne. Secondly, I mention it because I think in the first submission, Dwayne may mention his name at the very end. But in the second submission, he doesn't mention his name at all. But that's okay because we're all friends and I know you guys recognize his voice already. As I've mentioned on Facebook, I'll be heading for vacation within the next few days. May actually be on vacation while you're listening to this. So I guess in a very adult way, I'd like to say neener, neener, neener. So anyone who does send me submissions, I may be a little bit late getting back to you. I try very hard to at least let you know that I've received the submissions. Sometimes I fail with that too, don't I, JD? But I try. So if I go dark for a while, it's because I'm in some country that perhaps doesn't have internet access like we do. Anyway, so we've got so many great submissions from some very, very good friends. Let's get to that and we will chat at the end of the show. Y'all enjoy your extra mile.
Greetings, Kevin, and fellow Extra Mile Podcast listeners. This is Jim from south of Council Bluffs, Iowa, checking in. I don't remember the last time I checked in. I might have went off the reservation a little bit, got a little political. Maybe Kevin deleted that one. I don't know. Maybe he should have. Anyway, today is Thursday, May 26th. I know that date because that's the day I got married, and today's our 44th wedding anniversary. So congratulations to us. Today I drove down to the trailhead. It's about a 4 mile drive from where I live there, and park at the trailhead, and then I run what I call the flats. And when I run the flats, that's my day to do some sort of, I won't call it speed work, but it's very up tempo in terms of what I'm trying to do time wise. So, you know, today was let me switch my Garmin over and see what it was. Oh, I'm getting to the wrong screen here. Jeez, I'm technologically handicapped. 116.40. So I don't know what that comes out to. I guess I could push some more buttons here. And 8.31. So that's not bad for an old guy. 8.31. I think last week when I did the flats and the up tempo, it was like an 8.25, and I had a 7.49 for a final mile nine. And today's mile nine was 8.03, so, you know, not bad. I'll take that. I don't even think about the knee anymore, so that's not a problem. It's just kind of wipe the sweat off. I'm starting to actually sweat about for the first or second time this year. But, you know, I'll take that time for where I'm at fitness-wise. Next month is June, and that's when, theoretically, I'll up my runs to 10 mile runs, and I don't know, you know, I don't know if I'm asking for trouble to do that. But you know, I don't even think about the knee on these 9 mile runs. So I suppose I'll do it. I know I'll run 10 on my birthday next month, because for 40 years I've run 10 miles on my birthday. So I'm not about to change that habit, tradition, whatever you want to call it. But I don't have a whole lot other than that to talk about. Just you know, running every other day, trying to bike when I can. It's just, my biking has just gone to hell this year so far. The weather has just been horrible. Now that it's warming up, hopefully the rains will stop. I mean, it's every day it's raining. Sometime during the day, it seems like. And boy, you got to mow when you can mow. I got an acre and a half. We got 2.5 acre lots, and I got an acre and a half of that I have to mow. And boy, you gotta mow it when you can. That's about a 2-hour chore. So got that done yesterday afternoon, and of course all night long, thunder, lightning, heavy rains. Right now it's beautiful, but they again are calling for more rain overnight. So, you know, if it's raining in the morning, I won't be on the bike. So with that, I hope everybody's doing well. I hope everybody's training's going well. I hope everybody is healthy, wealthy, and wise. Other than that, hey, after I shamed Krister a couple submissions ago about him not doing a podcast, I see Running the Narrow Path, Krister over in Sweden came up with a podcast, so appreciate that. Nigel, I'd give up on. Nigel fell in the canal and got ate by an alligator or something. I don't know. But with that, I guess I'll say so long. Appreciate all you do, Kevin. Appreciate everybody's submissions. Had to run bare today. No earbuds. I didn't have anything to listen to. So I had to do some deep thinking, which is hard for me to do. Okay, I'm out of here. I'm digressing like I always do, going off on tangents. Everybody take care. I will do another submission down the line somewhere. Thanks. Take care.
Jim from Iowa. Bye. Hey there. Hi there, Extra Milers. Oh, jeez, I just... Sorry. Just backed into a chime here on this deck that I'm standing on, and it scared me. Ah, yeah, here I am on a beautiful Sunday morning, April 24th. I'm here in central... Well, I guess it's more eastern. East northern part of Massachusetts. Standing on a friend's deck, staring out over some hills and some pines and some scruff, some typical New England landscape. What am I doing up in Massachusetts? Well, if some of you have been faithfully listening and actually listen, you'll know that there's one of the guys that submits a lot is hosting a race this morning in Groton, Massachusetts. And I have decided to come up and support this podcaster himself by running in his race. Actually, it's the last one that he's hosting. He's the race. Will you be quiet? I got it. Quiet. The wind's blowing a little too hard, and these chimes are going to compete with me. But anyway, Chris Russell has his final race directing experience with the Groton Road Race. And he invited us on his podcast on Run, Run, Live. Those that listen to that to come out and join him. And you know what? I bit. I went and did it. Well, of course, I have friends that live 15 minutes away that got a new house, so I was able to kind of knock out both birds with one stone and visit my friends and meet Chris for the first time, too. So, hey, I'm finally officially, besides Nate Wagner in Harrisburg, I am officially meeting my first extra miler, and that's Chris. And I did that yesterday afternoon, actually, at the packet pickup. I drove over there and pulling in, Chris is out there, and he's got this signpost tool that he's slamming down trying to get this sign set up for the Groton Road Race out in front of the middle school. And I said, oh, that's him right there. So we pull in, turn around, and I jump out, say hi to him. I actually drove the course, which is smart to do with my buddy. And it was hillier than I expected. Chris kind of thought, well, I got back to the middle school then after I went around and was able to talk with Chris for about 20 minutes, and it was really nice. He's all I expected to be, very gracious with his time, and we chatted running a little bit, chatted extra mile, chatted our age, chatted our challenges, and so that was fun. But anyway, so I'm here to run the Groton Road Race, which starts in about, well, in a couple hours. This race will be underway. It's a 10K, and they also have a 5K and some kid runs and things like that. So I'm going to get there early and watch some of that stuff happen and just to enjoy the experience and hopefully submit again here on this one, Kevin, with an actual report of the race. I am not in my best of shape. I pulled a hamstring in February as I prepared for an early April half marathon, so I bailed on that race. This will be my first event of the year, actually, this 10K. And I'm getting back in shape, but I have a few extra pounds on me. And, man, I had a big year planned, too. I was going to be doing a number of 10Ks and mixed in with some half marathons and a few triathlons, actually. Anyway, so here's Dwayne. I'm back again. And I've met Chris. He's a great guy, and we'll go from here. See how the race goes, and I'll get back to you in a little bit. All right, guys, thanks.
Well, hello, Kevin, and all you extra milers. It's just Norm. It is Saturday, and it's May the 28th, Memorial Day weekend. Just finished listening to the Extra Mile podcast, episode number 148, and was struck by the deep sense of shame and dread that I haven't given a submission in quite a while. So this is an attempt to make up for that. It was nice and quiet here at the hammock, but people are starting to pull in with their cars, and I don't know if you could appreciate in the beginning of this little submission here, there was a couple of dogs barking, some birds tweeting in the background, and just a gentle wind. So people are starting to populate the park. Some are here to walk their dogs, and some are here to enjoy the trail. Some are here to get ready for some of the games and the practices that take place at Fisher Fields, Dunedin American Little League Baseball Fields. So I'm about to put in my miles for the morning. This is truly one of the cherished and treasured gifts I have, is to be able to run here in West Central Florida in this park where there's a little suburbia, a little gravel trail, a little leaf and wood trail, a little dirt trail, just a little slice of heaven, as it were, to kind of wash away the stain of the world throughout the week. But anyway, that's not the flavor of this particular podcast that I'm submitting to, so let me get off my Normanisms. Running's been good for me. Been putting anywhere from 5 to 7 miles on the weekdays a couple times a week, and also anywhere from 6 to 8 miles on the weekends on Saturday. So right now, opportune time in West Central Florida before it gets too oppressively hot, where I can take advantage of these gorgeous temps and up the mileage a little bit. I can't guarantee it'll be that way when the summertime hits full force, but right now, running is good. Don't have any race plans, concrete, dedicated, signed up for any road races, but that's okay. Flirting with the idea of the Midnight Run 10K in July, on the 4th of July, and also flirting with the idea of the Galloway Half in the fall of this year, but nothing signed up for yet, and that's good for me. I just like to run. I know that's not the popular theme where we get out and, or some of us get out and we sign up for races and we look at our time and we measure our pace and we have goals, and those are great. That's fantastic, but it's just not me. Not me anymore. If I do a race, great. If not, great. So anyway, just want to let you know that my running's going well. Keeping up with all you extra milers. Episode 148 had the hallmark or the Hall of Fame of runners in it, such as Nigel and Chris Russell and Carlos and Mark Sands was in there, and of course JD. Who else? Keith Brown over in Japan. Susan, anybody was on there, and it was just good to hear everybody and see how all of your running is going. So, and David Foss, let me not forget him. But so many more of you extra milers out there that love and appreciate Kevin and what he does for this running community. So I add my humble submission and voice in those accolades towards the Bishop of Benevolence. So hope you all are doing well. A small offering from me, and I will talk with you again. Hope everybody's doing great. It's just Norm. Bye-bye.
Hey, all you extra milers. This is Steve out in southeast Pennsylvania. And it's been a while since I checked in or submitted anything to our good friend Kevin for the Extra Mile podcast. Well, the report here is I am slowly getting my feet back underneath me in the running vein. I mean really slow. Steve here had a massive heart attack on February 1st and is very thankful and lucky to be still here, according to what I've been told. But I've been on the mend and things are looking good. So initially I had about half my heart capacity working, but it is nearly fully functional. It's just not up to too much strenuous stuff. So I'm doing a lot of walking. So I'm out in the woods today at a nearby lake, Lake Nockamixon, and I'm enjoying the trails that are along there. So my current training has been just walking. Started out 15 minutes a day and then extending that little by little throughout the months of February and March and April. And then just a week ago or so, on a treadmill at rehab, I began doing little bits of running. And by little bits, I mean 30 seconds of running at a 13-plus minute pace.
Time, 59 minutes, 24 seconds.
And
19:46 per mile.
Going 30 seconds and then off for the remainder of 2 minutes just walking. So trying to keep my heart rate from getting too high. And so that's my recovery right now. I do that off and on, a little walking for about a half an hour right now. And I'm slowly to increase the speed. And then maybe once I get to a speed that is good, I can start lengthening the distance. I'll be meeting with my cardiologist to check in and see how things are. But I had some lab work done recently and the numbers are looking like they're going in the direction they're supposed to go. So, my training right now is just keeping me healthy and getting me back to running someday. So that's Steve from southeastern Pennsylvania. And I'm enjoying my extra mile by walking right now. Hope you're all enjoying your extra mile as well. Bye-bye.
Greetings, Kevin, and all you extra milers. This is Russ from Western Connecticut, calling in with a race report and a health update. Kevin started a conversation on the Facebook group a little while ago about getting all your medical checkups, and I was already scheduled to get mine. Glad I did, too, and I'm glad I get them every year, because this was one of those cases where something strange popped up, a little change from a prior year, and my doctor and I were able to sit down and figure out what was going on. I've been fatigued all year, running a couple of races. I ran a 15K in January, half marathon in March, and I had a really terrible time in the first week of May at the Reading Road Race. That's a 5K followed by a half marathon, and I just didn't have any energy either in the run-up to that race or in the actual race itself, which was rainy and crowded and just, for me, an absolute disaster. It was actually my personal worst half marathon, and I've run about 20 of them. This was worse than my first one, which I wasn't trained for either. Well, it turns out after talking to my doctor and looking at, you know, lab tests, that I've got a little problem with iron deficiency. It seems that my iron is way low, and thankfully, you know, because this was a change from prior years, I talked to my doctor, and basically she said, it looks like my blood donations, which I do 3 or 4 times a year. She kind of said I'm getting old and my body's not bouncing back as quickly as it used to. So I kind of have to make a decision. Am I going to be an endurance athlete or am I going to continue giving blood 3 or 4 times a year? Well, that's a decision I'll have to make. But, you know, in the meantime, for this year, I've already got a full calendar of races. I'm doing a Ragnar later in the year. I always do a fall marathon, and I've still got my heart set on doing either a half Ironman triathlon or, you know, running a 50-miler race, because I've done distances up to there, and that's going to be my next challenge. So the message from me is, you know, echoing Kevin, get out there, get your medical checkups, get them regularly, and that way you can see what happens from 1 year to the next and how things might change. And how you might actually get ahead of and prevent some of the issues that crop up only over time. Outside of that, I'm enjoying my running again, a little more energy now that I've figured out and I started treating my issues. And I'm enjoying listening to all the race reports and training schedules. I had to binge listen to 3 episodes of The Extra Mile over the past week just to get caught up. And it sounds like everyone's out there getting all their training and all their racing in. And sorry to hear about the race cancellation in Japan. But hopefully everyone will be out there, be safe, and make sure that you you keep yourself nice and cool, especially on those hot days like at today's Vermont City. Take care, and we'll talk to you later. Bye.
So, hello, Kevin, and all the Extra Mile podcast group listeners. This is the running jackal doing what he likes best. that is running on the trails on Mount Doug and climbing over boulders. All right. Today is, as you can see, beautiful and sunny, and I'm in the shade of the forest behind Mount Doug. Very eventful few days we've had, what with Jim and the Vermont City Marathon. Shame about the heat conditions. They let people finish for 4 hours before they pulled the plug on the race. They could have kept it going for 5 hours and then most everybody would have been finished. And they could have had an early start for the slower competitors and the walkers. That's what I say. Most good marathons would have an early start option for those planning to take over 6 hours to finish. It's always a good option for the slower runner because they're in a much smaller group of runners, for one, and for two, they finish earlier. They will see the Kenyans come by them, even if they start an hour ahead of the main group. This trail is beside a farmer's field, and he quite often has sheep in that field, but not at the moment. The grass is way too long. He might be cutting that later for silage. Anyway, enough of this. I will say goodbye to you, Kevin, and wish all the Extra Mile listeners a great June. So from Mount Doug, this is the Running Jackal signing off.
Hi, Kevin and all you Extra Miles. It's Nate Wagner from Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. I just wanted to give a quick update on what's been going on with my non-existent training and my plans for Bird in Hand Half Marathon in September. So about a little bit over a year ago, my wife had our second child, and well, my running has never really recovered. I know I went for a 5 mile run shortly after her birth when we were still in the hospital. But since then I really haven't run too much. I did have a Bird in Hand last year where I walked, most of it, but ran down the hills and then ran, walked the rest. So I hope to do better than that this year. The last several days I've been out, I've been walking, did a little run walk yesterday. That was Memorial Day 2016. I was able to probably run walk approximately 2 miles, but overall my run walk was five miles. So I'm just looking to get out there. I don't know if you can hear, but I hear the birds, and then there's also a little bit of traffic. Beautiful day, very humid, but beautiful day. It's in the 60s. So I'll take it for Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, for for the end of May. I'm just trying to truck along. Been doing a lot with writing my book and just building my counseling practice. And so, unfortunately, my running has been pushed out of my life for the last several months, and I'm bringing it back because it's really the best coping that I've got, period. And it's a whole lot more convincing to my clients when I'm doing it myself. So I'm looking forward to getting back into this. I'm kind of easing into it. I have been walking every day here for the last, since Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and today's Tuesday, which is really a record for me. I don't do a whole lot of consecutive days in a row. I am finally caught up with 137 and 138. I will see you guys on the Facebook group, Extra Mile Facebook group. And I saw there was some talk about Bird in Hand, and I hope to see some of you guys there. Shelly, I hope you're there. Dwayne, I know you're not running, but I hope to run into you again. It's always good little tradition there. Great to see any extra milers. So if you're going to be there at Bird in Hand, please let me know. I am in the Facebook group, and I would love to connect so that we can get a picture to post on there, but just because runners are awesome, and especially those extra milers. So yeah, reach out to me if you're doing Bird in Hand or you're going to be in the area. So I look forward to seeing some of you, and take care. Dave from Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, signing out, and enjoy your extra mile.
Hey, Kevin and all you extra milers. This is Jim from South Central Pennsylvania calling in with a race report. And the race I'm talking about is the Vermont City Marathon. So, as you can tell, I'm in my car, and I'm on my way home from said Vermont City Marathon, which was black flagged today due to extreme heat. So, probably most of you understands what that means, but for the few of you that may not, let me just explain. The color code chart, in order to say the conditions, looks like a traffic light: green, yellow, and red. And then there's a fourth color, which is black, when the conditions are so extreme that for safety purposes there's no point in continuing and they shut the race down. Generally speaking, this is due to extreme heat, although I would imagine this would probably apply if you live someplace where it got so cold that it would be unsafe to have people outside too. I can imagine it would probably make sense to do that as well. But generally speaking, you see, black flag means it was too hot. So this race is in Burlington, Vermont, a place that at the end of May is expecting to see a high temperature of 71 degrees. Now, for the past week, they have been crowing nonstop about how the weather looks like it's going to be really, really warm. And it was warm. From what I could see from my weather app on my phone, we got up to 83 degrees today. There is a report we got to 88 degrees during the race. I have not seen that confirmed anywhere. But nonetheless, that report came out from the race director, so he got it somewhere. My weather app said we never went above 83. So, needless to say, once we got up to this either real or mythical 88 degrees, they scrubbed the race because it was too warm. Unfortunately for me, I was 100 yards away from the 21-mile mark, which is particularly a bit distressing, because right after mile 21 comes a turn and then trees. i.e. shade. Lots and lots of shade. From there all the way to the end of the race. So my weather conditions were just about to get much, much better. And you run by Lake Champlain, so there's a little breeze coming off there. So my weather conditions were about to get much, much better when they literally had a fireman do it. Say, the race is closed. You run at your own risk. They're shutting everything down. They're packing everything up. There will be no race support. You're on your own if you continue. Well, I could have finished, but I don't know Burlington. And if they take the signs down, I don't necessarily know where the next turn was supposed to be. I just know it was coming. So that would be kind of problematic. Plus, you know, I did have 4 or 5 miles left to go. You know, if they pack up all the water at this point, that's kind of a problem as well, too. So, once they said they were getting rid of all the race support, the only smart thing to do at that point was to listen to what they had to say and say, okay, you know, I'm not going to continue. I am going to sit here and wait for the bus to come and pick me up and take me to the finish line. So I have never ridden the sag wagon, but let me tell you, that really felt like riding the sag wagon. Yeah, I don't know that I ever want to do that again. I guess we'll just leave it at that. So, without getting too far into the weeds on this race, I'm just going to make my main points. For a race that knew that it was going to be super, super hot by their standards anyway, you know, 85 wouldn't have been particularly warm in Florida, but it's not Florida, it's Vermont. You know, since they knew that, I was kind of surprised they didn't try to push the start time up maybe an hour and a half. Maybe that's harder to do than it sounds. That seems to me that would have solved part of their issue, get people to run when it's cooler. I want to end this update, though, on a positive note. So what I do want to talk about is how impressed I was with the people of Burlington. The race directors came out and said, hey, we're going to need all the help we can get from you folks that live here to help keep our runners cool because it's going to be really hot. And they did a fantastic job. I think almost everybody had their hoses out. They were spraying people as they went by, assuming you wanted to be sprayed. All you had to do was throw your hands in the air, and they would spray you. The kids had their water guns out. I mean, they had buckets of ice. They had water. Some people had beer. I'm kind of wishing I had taken the last guy who offered me some beer, because that would have made it a lot easier to wait for the bus if I had a cold beer in my hand. But, you know, it is what it is. But like I said, they just did a fantastic job. Really, really impressed with how well these people stepped up. And you could tell that's what they were doing. This is a lot warmer than what we're used to here in Burlington. We're going to do whatever we can to get you guys through this race. And that really came through. So I was really, really impressed with that. But like I said, it was black flagged. They stopped it at the 4-hour mark. So that was it. So I'm going to have to find another Vermont marathon to do if I want to have a Vermont marathon. I don't think I will go back to Burlington. I have had a long history of trying to get to Burlington, and something always happens. I've been trying to get to Burlington since 2011. And literally every single year, it seems like there's something in the year. I finally get there, and what happens? They're black flagged. So I'm going to take the hint and say, okay, for whatever reason, I'm not supposed to run here, so I won't. I will find somebody else's race in Vermont and run that instead. So that's all I got. I wish it was a happier post, but I'm still alive. I'm still healthy. I will run another day, and I will post another day. So hopefully those are both good things. Alrighty. Catch you later, and you all enjoy your extra mile.
Having successfully completed the Groton Road Race, actually it was several days ago, I'm finally getting around to report it. I'm back in Pennsylvania again. Hey, listen, so I have some big shoes to fill because no one tells stories and describes race experiences better than Mr. Russell himself. And here I am trying to describe the race that he's directed for 10 years. So y'all need to give me some slack, okay? First of all, I want to say this. What I loved about the Groton Road Race was, well, one of the things, was that it didn't start until 11:45. The 10K didn't start till 11:45 in the morning on Sunday. So me having gone away for the weekend, that gave me a chance to stay up late with my friends on Saturday night. I was able to enjoy a nice, what my friend called an egg bake on Sunday morning and eat quite a bit of it. It really was fun to be able to start late like that. I could really get up, get stretched after a late night, have a nice breakfast, get out there early, which I did. It was a beautiful weather. It was like high 50s when I got there, maybe low 60s for the actual race. Sunny as can be, beautiful spring day. And it was very crowded when I got there. When I got there, they were just starting to get going with the kids' fun runs, which had all different age groups running. And boy, I've been to several races where that kind of is going on. This one really had a bunch of kids and families out there. And you can really tell there's sort of a tradition there with this race. And so they were out on the middle school track running these various distances, depending on the age. And that was a lot of fun. So I got to walk around there. I think I was the only one there that had absolutely no outside covering on whatsoever. I had my shorts and my T-shirt, and I was cold. And I didn't even think about going prepared. I just figured I'd get out there, run it, and be warm right away. Well, I had about an hour and 15 minutes of standing around. So anyway, I tried to keep moving through the infield of the track there and just meeting different people. They had some foam rollers out there you could get warmed up with, and that was good. I met a guy, a local guy there named Fran, who sort of like me, is kind of in his middle years and didn't start running till late. Although, unlike Fran, I haven't run the Boston Marathon. He ran it about five times, and last weekend was his last time running it, and he's faster than me. He ran it in 3:32. And anyway, he was a real nice guy. We got to talking. He said his goal was about what mine was, to run a 50-minute 10K or better. And I was a little surprised because he just finished a marathon, and I know that he was probably, especially the pace he was set for that he was in shape to run it faster than that. So I said, yeah, I'll start with you, but I'm not going to feel the pressure of staying up with you if you start taking off. Anyway, we eventually got around to get into the starting line, and they had it kind of stacked, you know, depending on how fast you think you're going to be running it, which is fine. And there's a couple things I really liked about this. So we start right on the middle school track, and the gun goes off, and off we go, run through the parking lot out onto the main street, which kind of goes through the town of right to the center of Groton, flat for the most part for the first mile and a half or so. And then it turns left, and we start heading out of town and into the hills. And that's where it got fun. By the time we turned left at that street, I had told Fran, I said, look, I'm not feeling like I want to. We were already running a 7:45 pace. That would have been a good speed for me to keep up. But I just didn't feel like I had it in me to run quite that fast. I wanted to stay right around 8 minutes. So I said, go on, Fran. So he went on ahead of me. But then we get out into the hills, and it was just nice. It was definitely hilly like I expected. Of course, both down and up, because we're ending up the same place we start. You always have to remember that. But for some reason, it always feels like that there's a lot more uphills than down, even though I know in my head that it's the same. But I don't know. I just really handled them well. I mean, over the years, I've found a way to really sort of embrace hills and not dread them. And before you know it, you're at the top of a crest, and there's something new for you to process, you know. So I was doing well. I was holding that 8-minute pace pretty closely. I mean, a little bit of a dread inside, thinking, how am I going to sustain this for the full six? I don't know how I'm going to do it, but for now, I think this is the right pace. And I just held it. One thing I want to say was really cool, and I was glad for Fran, too. In fact, he confirmed it after the race. We got around one bend, and there was this hill that raised up with an open field. It sort of must have been a farmer's field of some kind. And about 100 yards up into the field was this bagpiper just standing there up in the field rather than down at the road which I thought was cool. It really set more of an ambiance to the whole moment, and I know a lot of runners appreciated that. It's such a nice little touch because the fields kind of had that sort of Scottish hills look at that point. And I thought that was just a really nice touch. A couple of water stations throughout, which were fine, just enough to keep us going. Anyway, it made one big sort of counterclockwise loop out of town and then back into town. And right before it got to the middle school, it takes this little side loop for about, about a mile or so. A little loop that comes back then to the same spot, and that was where we hit mile 5, which was the last hill of the race. And I could tell, what was cool is right when that little side loop starts, they started the 5K race after the 10K race, which I thought was really neat because then we started to meld in with some of the 5K people. And there was something kind of invigorating about finishing with a bunch of other runners. And these were some of the ones that were really being casual about the 5K, and I was actually passing a lot of them. So it was just a sense of really doing well. You know, just I know it was just sort of a mental trick to play with yourself, but I felt like I was still had something, you know, to pass that next person, and that next was something for me to shoot for. And that mile, that last hill was just invigorating for me. I felt energized. I did pick up the pace by an extra 15 seconds per mile on the last mile, and was able to finish 20 seconds under my goal at 49:36 was my finishing time. And so it got back on the track. It's cool that it ends on the track. I think that's neat because you could give that, you just get that sense of a trackster pushing hard at the end of an event around the corner, and there's the finish line, and just leaning your chest forward through the line. So I did all that, and it was a good hard finish. I was definitely spent like I wanted to be. And what's really cool is that, you know, I did my evaluating ahead of time, and I really felt that was the kind of conditioning I had, a 50-minute 10K. And I'd kind of proved it. I went out there, I ran as hard as I really felt comfortable running. I didn't want to kill myself, and that's right about where I landed. And you know what the cool thing is, guys? A couple of days later, the results came out. And Chris Russell, who's there directing the race, he certainly can't run in it. He's there to kind of supervise how things are handled. But he does go early in the morning. That's probably why he pushed the time back, so he could get his run in first. He goes at 7:30 in the morning and runs the race just to make sure, just to get his time in and to make sure that the course is in good shape and there's no problems. Turns out when the results come out, guess who's exactly to the second as fast as I was in that race, and that's Chris Russell. So that was kind of cool. And my friends were already kind of saying, why are you going up there to run that? That's kind of like stalking the guy. I said, no, it's not. He invited us up. It's a perfect chance to go, you know. But then the times come out, and that kind of some of them was like, see, Dwayne, you're running right next to the guy. I said, well, he wasn't even running with me. But hey, so it was just kind of fun. And honestly, Chris, he was kind of taking it easy, he told me. He just was running it casually. He would have been able to kill me. Like I said, anyone who ran the Boston 5 days earlier, I know they're kind of still recovering from the race, but your short distance tempo runs would definitely be faster than mine right now. So I was just happy with what I did. Great race. Wonderful people. Of course, all the good amenities afterwards, and with a band playing live throughout the whole race, and just a real warm, family, fun experience. It was the 25th anniversary of Groton, and it was just a great day. So thanks, Chris, for hosting that. I hope that wasn't too long of a recap. I'm sorry. I drag it out, but I feel like I cram a lot in. Nothing else to say about the race. I got a nice T-shirt from it and a beer mug to remember the 25th anniversary, and got to meet Chris and his daughter, too, who was home from college. It was nice to meet her. And, good. So there you go, Extra Milers. Who am I going to meet next? It'll be fun to find out. Thanks. See ya.
Hello, Kevin, and all you Extra Milers. This is Just Plain Dave from southeastern Massachusetts checking in with a race report. I feel like this is an ultra race report. This past Sunday over Memorial Day weekend, I ran a 50 miler. It was the Pineland Farms Solomon Trail Festival in New Gloucester, Maine, and I ran the key long race of the day was the 50 miler. There were people running 25K, about a half marathon, people running 50K, and the 50 miler. And the 50 miler was made up of a 3.5 mile loop followed by three 25K loops. The course was on a mostly on a cross-country ski facility. So generally nice wide trails, I'll say 10, 20-foot wide trails. Much of it, probably two-thirds of it, gravel or pine needles or, you know, pretty comfortable to run on. About one-third of it was on farmer's fields, which was both lumpy and crooked. So, you know, you kind of, the field had a bit of a camber to it. So actually your right foot was always a little bit higher than your left foot as we ran around the perimeter of a field in the clockwise direction, which resulted in my only injury, which is a dime-sized blister on one of my toes, definitely related to the slope of the field. Yeah, but so the good news is no real injuries. I am injury-free. I set a new PR for time on my feet. I ran 50 miles in 9 hours and 9 minutes. I had a goal of 9 hours, but that's really an arbitrary number, and I'm not complaining about what I did. I was as middle of the pack as you can get, so I was the 50th finisher out of 130-something people, and I was the 18th person out of my 39 in my age group, so right in the smack dab in the middle of the pack. It was a very, very curvy, zigzaggy, non-straight course. There were very few flats. The race organizers describe it as a roller coaster, and it was. There were very few long climbs. I think maybe, you know, 100 foot of elevation in a single climb would have been a max. But it was relentless up and down. So you were either going up or going down, but there was very little flat. So not a lot of kind of getting into autopilot. You just had to really be working the whole time. When you're on your feet that long, or at least for me, you know, the race is 50% physical and 90% mental. It was all in your head, all in my head. Really had to kind of stay focused, eat all the time. Like, so it was kind of a steady fueling all along the way. There was plenty of food and there were 4 aid stations, but the way the course was set up, we crossed paths with them something like 16 times. So Jost always had access to food and water. I carried my 20-ounce water bottle with me, and I refilled it 12 times. So 240 ounces of liquid. I drank 2 gallons of fluids during the 9-hour race. And I did a mix of kind of water, electrolyte, and a little bit of flat Coke towards the end. And I know that, so basically there were just plenty of supplies and great support, and the folks who were staffing those aid stations were really helpful and super nice. Really no complaints. It was a great race, a great event. When you're out on the trail that long, luckily for me, I guess, I kind of paired up with a couple of folks, and for a good 40-mile stretch, I ran with my new friend Lori, who's from Southern Maine, and she and I ran together for a very long time and got a lot of chatting and conversation going. It was great. And then for the last 7 or so miles, I ran with a guy named Eric from Connecticut, and same thing. It was just really nice to kind of have someone to chat with, someone running my kind of same strategy. You know, once you're out on your feet that long, there are certainly some walk breaks on the climbs, even though they weren't very long or very steep. Certain climbs became walk breaks, just as a way to kind of keep your legs going. Really, all the descending was tough on my quads. My quads were toast at the end of this thing. But I guess I'm just reporting that it was a great event, really beautiful day. We could not have been luckier about the weather. So this is the same day, the same Sunday in northern New England when the Vermont City Marathon got canceled at the midway point due to high temperatures. So Burlington, Vermont had hit the mid-80s on Saturday, and I think they exceeded 90 degrees on Sunday, the day of the race. Where I was in Maine, the temperature on Saturday was also in the 80s and humid, but the weather changed, and being near the coast of Maine was really ideal. It was gray, overcast, and the temperature just locked in at 64 degrees. It was right around 64, you know, maybe a few degrees cooler at the start, but for most of the day, it was 64 degrees, and we could not have been any more fortunate. I realize how lucky I am, because if, you know, just a little bit of change in circumstance or a little bit of change in the weather front, and it would have been a much, much more brutal time on the trails if the weather had gotten hot. And those things that you don't control, like, you know, how much aid is at the aid stations or what the weather's going to do. You know, you can train all spring long and put in hundreds and hundreds of miles, but you don't get to control some of those things on the day of the race. So my sympathies to the folks who ran Vermont City and got shut down. That was brutal. It was actually one of the main topics of conversation in Maine. A lot of us had friends in Vermont and people who had trained all spring and were using Burlington, Vermont as their goal race for the spring because it was a great place to, relatively flat course, one big hill around mile 15, but Vermont's a great place to try to run fast and try to get a BQ. So we were all talking about it, and we had lots of friends from New Hampshire and Vermont who were up there. So all in all, I came out of the 50-miler uninjured. I am in good spirits, but I did not come out of the 50-miler saying, ooh, I want to do that again, or, ooh, I can't wait to run 100 miles. Right now, those goals are not yet on my calendar. I'm pretty happy with where I'm at. I have been really enjoying the trail runs, so I think I'm going to spend more of my long runs on trails this summer and going into the fall, and maybe stay off the pavement for a while and not spend as much time pounding the asphalt. And other than that, I am looking forward to spending more time with my bike. I know this is more about running, but I have been in training almost nonstop since last fall, so I am going to take a little bit of a breather. I'll still do some short runs, but I think my longer weekend exercises will now be on my bike. Just like Jim from Saddle Council Bluffs in Iowa, I know that he mixes it up and rides his bike as much as he runs as well. So I think I'm going to do that. I'm going to let my old body take a little bit of time to rest and heal and get ready for next fall. And I guess one last thing I want to share with you folks. I'm a middle-aged, middle-of-the-pack runner. But one of the really good things that happened for me was I used Airbnb, the app for lining up housing, and it was a complete success. And I think I wowed my 16-year-old son that I was technologically capable of using a computer app to make such arrangements. But having a good, quiet place to get a good night's rest the night before, probably my best rest ever the night before a long race, and even more so the night after, it was great. Like, one of the options in Maine is camping, and I was so glad when I got back into bed after that 50-miler and that I was not lying on the ground. You know, that would have been frugal, but it would have been brutally, brutally sore the next day. So anyway, for all of you old dogs out there, it's a new trick that you can learn, and it might work to your advantage. And I can just say that it worked successfully for me. And if you're ever going to go to Yarmouth, Maine, I can recommend a place to stay. So I hope your running is going well. I hope your races go better than Burlington, Vermont, and can go as well as what I experienced at the Pineland Farms Racing Festival. And signing off for now with my last race report for a while, this is ultra marathoner Just Plain Dave from southeastern Massachusetts.
Hello, extra milers. This is Tim from northeast Wisconsin, since we identify ourselves by our geographic location. I'm here with my race report for this year, my challenge for this year. My crazy challenge for this year was to try to run 3 half marathons in 5 weeks. I had run 2 previous last year, my first in last August and then in September also, and I wanted another goal. And when I brought this up to my wife, she kindly graced me for Christmas with the Galloway customized training plan with Coach Twiggs, which was a great help. It's nice to have that steady plan every week to just follow the plan and do what it says, and I did. My first race this year, my first half this year, was in Oshkosh, Wisconsin at the end of April. And to my surprise, my time was very good for me anyway, because I am a turtle. Shout out to the Slow Runners Club. And I came in under 2:30, which for me is fast. For some people, it's like, that's not fast. But for me, it's really fast. And that's like quite a bit faster than my best time previous. So that was in Oshkosh at the end of April. And 2 weeks later, we went to Fish Creek, Wisconsin, which is in Door County, a vacation place. And the race is held at Peninsula State Park, a beautiful park, but very hilly. It was a challenging race. I did okay. The hills surprised me. I expected hills, and I did hill training, but not for constant hills of a whole race. And then 2 weeks after that, we went to Green Bay, Wisconsin, for the CELCOM Green Bay Marathon, which is held at Lambeau Field and runs through Green Bay. And it did okay there. It was a little warm because we haven't had any warm weather here in Wisconsin until then. So I had no time to get used to running in any kind of warmer weather at all. But that's my race report. 3 in 5 weeks, and I don't think I'll do it again. But you never know. I have more races planned. I have the Bellin 10K coming up this weekend, which is about 15, 16,000 people running around Green Bay, which is fun. Then, of course, I am from Wisconsin, so we have to have a Cheesehead half marathon. That will be in August of this year in Hilbert, Wisconsin, a small town. And then in September, I have the Fox Cities half marathon, which I ran last year, my second half marathon. I'm a hardcore Galloway disciple. That's the only way I could do this. I grew up never running at all. And until I found that you could cover these distances and feel good and injury-free, which I have been, I swear by it, and it's great. And if anybody's interested in more of a training program, I would highly recommend the Galloway Customized Training Program. I'm on my second round now. My first round ended it in the end of May, so I'm up for another six months. So hope you all have a good training runs and good races. Thanks, Kevin, and I enjoy the podcast so much. I enjoy listening to all your submissions, and this is my very first submission, so we'll see how it goes. Thanks. Bye.
Hey, Kevin and all you extra milers. This is Suzanne calling in from Lexington, Kentucky. I hope all of you are enjoying the Facebook group as much as I am. Even the lurkers are chiming in. So, training, life. Yesterday, June 9th, after a good 5-miler, I got an expected but still hard phone call. My daddy passed away. My brother asked for daddyisms. In context, that's the things daddy always said. And there is one especially suited for us. I'm just right. Daddy started saying this in his later years in response to how are you. A coworker friend who was known to drink a bit had always replied with, I am just right, when asked how he was. And once daddy asked him, Mike, I know you are so hung over that you can hardly see. Why do you say that? And Mike replied, because it always gets a smile and good conversation, and that makes me feel better. Daddy always said that Mike was dead on right about this. So, how's my training going? It's just right. Y'all keep running on.
Hello, Kevin, and all you extra milers. It's Chris from Virginia Beach checking in. Just got a quick race report. It's a couple weeks after the race. I tend to not do these race reports very quickly. I guess part of it is I like to take some time and try to debrief myself and figure out what went right, what went wrong, all that good stuff. But anyway, Memorial Day weekend, the weekend before Memorial Day, in Newport News, Virginia, I ran the Chick-fil-A 10K. It was a race that was also coupled with a 5K. It's my first experience with that type of an event, but we'll get to that in just a little bit. Really cool venue out in Newport News. Good part of the course was along the James River, so a very scenic course. And it was my first official 10K. I mean, I've done that distance plenty of times in training runs and whatnot, but this was my first time racing that distance. And I continue to learn about myself. One of the things I learn is that I still have to figure out a way to not go out too fast at the start, getting that adrenaline kick under control, and try to start out at a pace that I can maintain for the entirety of a race. You can get away with a little bit more in a 5K than you can a 10K, and I went out First mile of the 10K in, I want to say, around 7:20 something, which is way too fast for a 10K for me. My best 10K pace should be around 8:05 or 8:10. So I knew I was going to have to pay that time back eventually, and I did. But anyway, a couple things I learned is that know the course you're going to be running beforehand. Living in Virginia Beach now, there's not a ton of areas where you can do a lot of hill work, or really even deal with a whole lot of incline at all. And this particular course, while it didn't have any steep or severe inclines, it did have a couple of extended, just gently sloping inclines that lasted a good half to three quarters of a mile. And when you couple that with going out too fast, then it was a little bit warmer than normal for that time of year. It was, I want to say temperature was only about 76, but it was very high humidity, so it felt more like 86, 87, which is a little bit warm for late May here. But anyway, really good race. Enjoyed it, as it was my first 10K experience. I did take a couple of walk breaks, which were not planned at all. But again, I just wasn't prepped for this course and went out too fast and didn't plan. In reality, I probably didn't plan my fueling well at all. I think I had a granola bar maybe an hour before the race, and everything else was liquids. So that did not help. I feel pretty certain of. So I need to do better with my fueling and all that heading into my next run, which will be on July 2nd, the Independence Day 17.76K here in Virginia. I'm really looking forward to that, as that'll be a good tune-up for my first half marathon, which is coming up in August. Anyway, finished the 10K with, obviously, since it's my first 10K, we'll call it a PR, even though I've trained quicker, 52:43. So pretty happy. Still would like to get a 10K under 50 minutes at some point this year. We'll just have to see how many opportunities, and if I can get myself to start at a better pace to where that's even feasible. I think that could happen, but we'll see. Anyway, I've rambled on about this race enough. Continue to enjoy the Facebook page and the posts from all you guys that connect with us there. And looking forward to hearing the next podcast soon. And you guys enjoy your extra mile.
Hi, Kevin, all you extra milers. This is Nate from Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, currently in Hershey. You might recognize that as the sweetest place on earth. I'm going on a nice little walk here. It is June 17th at about 11:30 or so. I took a few days off from work, and I'm just loving life. I wanted you guys to know where I'm at with my training. I'm training for Bird in Hand Half in September, like I have for the past several years. I hope to see some of you guys there. I'm not sure who, if anybody, is planning on running the race, but I would love to meet up with you and get a picture and get to know you a little bit. I know I've seen, I've run with Shelly, and I know I've also seen Dwayne there the last couple of years, running or not running. So just wanted to check in. Tomorrow I have just a 7 mile long run, and it'll be slow, but that's a-okay with me. I'm really kind of trying to lose some weight and put a few pounds on since my daughter was born last year. And I know it's true, guys gain, daddies gain weight too. Also, Sunday will be Father's Day, so happy belated Father's Day to all those fathers out there. And I am still getting those 10,000 steps. I've gotten every day except one so far, and I am trying to catch up with Mr. Kevin. Every once in a while I'll get up to him. But anyway, I would love to hear how you guys are doing. Training is going reasonably okay. Just difficult to get up in the morning. I am working on that. Well, I wanted to keep this real short, but I'm in a nice little paved but nicely covered with trees trail. It's not really a trail, but certainly not in the standard sense of a trail run. But it is a nice walk here, and I just wanted to bring you guys along. All right, I will look forward to talking to you guys soon. Take care. This is Nate from Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, signing out.
Hello, Kevin, and all you extra milers. It's Jing calling from South Wales. Well, you've all seen the photographs. I'm really sorry. I tried my best. I tried to do an audio submission that just came out as a load of gobbledygook when I was doing my marathon on Sunday. I then tried to do a video. Well, I don't honestly know what happened there. I mean, I was actually running it and I couldn't even make out what I was saying myself. So, my apologies. I did try, but you got photographs instead. What can I say? Wow, yeah, it was a challenge. Oh, I don't even know you could even train for something like that. I have done quite a bit of trail running, but it was just macabre. It was absolutely beautiful, beautiful scenery. But we ran on very, very little road. I would say within the whole 26 miles, there was only probably about a mile of actual tarmac. The rest was grass, sort of like rocky ground, and mud. I mean, loads and loads of mud. I've never seen so much mud, and I've done muddy races. The worst part was when we had about, I think it was just 2 miles of bridleway, and bridleway is where people take their horses. So you can imagine, in Wales, with all the rain, it was just sheer mud. But this mud was, I mean, it was over my ankles. I'm only 5 foot anyway, so, I mean, there's not much of me. But it was over my ankles, but it was like sheer ice. It was just like walking on ice. I mean, there was runners falling everywhere. It was brilliant camaraderie. Everybody was helping everybody out. And, you know, so it was great. But on the second lap, because it was a 2-lap course, I mostly ran on my own. It was an adventure. I think at one point I had about 3-inch thick mud on my shoes. But I did enjoy it. All saying that, I did have a wonderful time. I tried 50-20, which is my normal marathon ratio. Whoa, big mistake. I mean, I can say that now after the event. If I ever do anything like that again, I would put it down to 30-30. And that's when I could actually use the ratios, obviously, because when I was stuck in all the mud, it was pointless running and walking. I was just trying to get out of it. But I would definitely lower the ratios. Usually after a marathon, I'm fine. I mean, I've done back-to-back, no problem. But I've been in bits after this one. My legs are actually killing me. Well, the only thing that wasn't hurting me was my eyes after I completed it. So that gives you a little indication of how tough it was. But I'm all dressed up. I'm going to Leisure League tonight, which is with my running club. I don't think I'll be setting any records, but I'm going to be there in body, and I'm going to be running and getting points anyway, so that's not so bad. Kevin, I've just heard the latest edition of the Galloway Run Walk Run Extra Mile podcast. Absolutely fab. Love the new format. Really great. lovely listening to the one and only Jeff, as always, and fantastic to hear from Chris. Really interesting stuff. I got quite a lot out of that episode. Well, that's all from me. Sorry about my botched video attempt, but hope you all enjoyed the photographs. And I'm off for another run, and I hope you all enjoy your extra mile. Bye.
Hey, Kevin and all you extra milers. This is Jim from South Central Pennsylvania and my cat. And I'm calling in with a race report, or actually a soon-to-be race report. Soon in coming in 6 months kind of idea. So basically what I want to just pass on is that my wife and I signed up for the Louisiana Marathon, which is in Baton Rouge. This coming January. Yeah, I know, it's 6 months away, but we should have some fanfare for this. This is going to be my wife's very first half marathon. So it's kind of a big doings. So she picked this race out, and we're going to go together, and I'm going to be there when my wife does her very first half marathon. So that's kind of cool. But wait, there's more. So this race has a marathon, a half marathon, a quarter marathon, which is a tad longer than a 10K, and a 5K. We are going to do all four races. We're going to kind of break them up into twos. I'm going to do the marathon and the quarter marathon, and she's going to do the half and the 5K. So on the Saturday, she's doing her 5K, and I'm doing my quarter marathon. And then on the Sunday, she's doing her half, and I'm doing the full. And for doing a race on both days, Saturday and Sunday, we are going to complete what's called the Deja Vu. And when you're done with the Deja Vu, they give you a crawfish tray. I don't know, I've never seen a crawfish tray before, but it kind of looks like a round platter with really big sides on it. And it's black. So pretty psyched about this trip, so it's good stuff. So obviously come this January, I'll have an actual race and travel report for you. But that's all I got for now. You all enjoy your extra mile. Take care.
Episode 149. Good stuff, huh? I am so inspired by all of your stories. I cannot imagine some of this stuff. Dave was on his feet for 50 miles. 9 hours plus on his feet. My God. I cannot fathom that. My buddy Tim, 3 halves in 5 weeks. I haven't done 3 halves in 5 years. December, get back to me in December, then I will have done 3 halves in 3 years, but that doesn't compare to 3 halves in 5 weeks. My buddy Nate's coming back from a funk, and he's coming back in a big way, thanks to our buddy, well, thanks to him and our buddy, a little bit of help from our buddy Chris Twiggs. Our buddy JD, can you imagine having your marathon canceled after 20 miles and then jumping right back on the horse? And of course, not to be outdone by all these folks. Normie, pounding those big miles in the Florida heat. And not to be outdone, one of our fellow extra milers who's been in all of our prayers lately, Steve Hailstone, coming back from a heart attack. Nothing is going to keep this boy down. So a couple other items I wanted to chat about this morning. The 4th of July holiday is coming up, right? And our buddy Zen Runner, Adam, over at the Slow Runners Club, has put together a pretty cool virtual run that I think we should all get involved in. It's the Extra Slow Classic virtual running event. It is because of the 4th of July, get it? It's either a 7.4 kilometer run or a 7.4 mile run. It runs the weekend of July 2nd through the 4th, and Zen has even put together a bib that you can download and pin to yourself if you like. The cost, coincidentally, is the same price as this podcast. It's also the same price as the Slow Runners podcast. It's free. I will post a link in the show notes where you can download that bib. And if you're not already a member of the Slow Runners Club, get over there and ask Adam. And like I said before, as long as you're not Darth Vader, he will let you in. Actually, Zen might like Darth Vader. He might let you in if you are Darth Vader. But you know what I'm saying. So I wanted to have a very small chat about my new training plan. For 6 years now, I've been just running to run for pretty much those 6 years. I've done a very little amount of half marathon training a couple of times within that last 6 years. And honestly, although I have used Run Walk Run, I have not used the Jeff Galloway Run Walk Run training method. You know, I've used bits and pieces of it, pretty much the interval piece of it and the long run piece of it. But I will admit this, that at least in my most recent half, I did not run race distance or beyond. So my results showed that, and the way I felt at the end of the race showed that. And that's on me. That's not on Run Walk Run at all. So this new Galloway custom training program that Chris has got me on turns all of that on its head. It's pretty much all about the quality. The miles are down, but the purpose is way, way up. This plan aims to help me in December at the Jeff Galloway 13.1. And I have relayed to Chris a certain goal, a certain pace that I'd like to hit during that race that he used to put together this whole plan for me. But in full disclosure, I probably will not hit that goal. And I probably won't try to hit that goal. So let me tell you a little story about my 7-year-old daughter, McCartney. The other weekend, I found myself laying in bed all alone. My wife had gotten up and already gone downstairs to do a little walking on the treadmill. And one of my 7-year-old twins, McCartney, came into my room with her eyes all full of sleep and crawled up in my bed and started snuggling with me, and we chatted for a little bit. At some point, she had to use the restroom, so she jumped out of bed and she was gone for a few minutes. I noticed when she came back to the bed, she stopped at the edge of the bed. My bed is, our bed is a tad higher than her bed, as you would expect for an adult king-size bed. And I noticed she stopped at the edge of bed, backed up a few steps, and got a running start, and then jumped up in the bed, right? She then snuggled back up, and I said to her, "Do you have to get a running start to get up in Daddy's bed?" She said, "No." I said, "Well, why did you just do that?" She said, "Because it's fun." And I smiled. I hope so badly to be able to meet as many of you as possible, and that you will run with me at the Jeff Galloway 13.1. With me, alongside of me for the entire race. Especially a certain friend down in the heat of South Central Florida that I've been begging profusely for a few years. In other words, that's way more important to me than any pace that I'm going to be trying to hit. Because, you see, the real reason that I run, the real reason that I will be in Atlanta in December, and I'm begging all of you to join me, is because it's fun. Y'all take care and enjoy your extra mile.
Thanks for joining us on the Extra Mile Podcast. please visit our website at www.theextramilepodcast.com to see the show notes for this episode of the podcast. You can email us with your feedback about the show at theextramilepodcast@gmail.com, and if you'd like to send us your audio comments to let us know how your training is going, then please send an audio file to theextramilepodcast@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you. Thanks very much for downloading the show, and we look forward to joining you again soon on the next edition of the Extra Mile Podcast.